Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and the Shir should be as festive as Farmer Rav Shichio. It's Moshe Beshner, Shalom Moshe Mordechai, Mordechai Eliel Hilvin Yosef Halevi, and the Schus Chanagito Bas Naomi Eliza, Shushchal Yisrael. Continuing our series in the Halakha Sefer Shem Yishmael, Sachat Shabaruv. This is from the year Tov Resh Ayin Hei, 1914, a cataclysmic year, right before 1915, the end of 1914. Dibar Masul Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh. Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh Arboim Yom Sheyorad HaMabul Hem Ki'inyan Malchus Arboim. The 40 days in which the Mabul fell are like the union of 40 Malchus. So we have to understand the Imkain Lamatesiom Ebaile. We know that it's only 39 Malchus. So why 40 complete days? 40 complete days if it's only 39 Malchus? So it would appear, based on the Maharal and the Sefer Gur Aryeh in Parshas Kisetze, the time to Asi Hilchasa Vegora Lachado. Why is it that Halacha subtracts one Malchus from the count of 40 and makes it 39? The Torah says Arba'im Yakenu. Ki yesh be'adam arba'im chelke ha'nefesh ve'alkein nigmeres tzuvasoi ve'arba'im yoyim ve'lametes mehem sovevim l'nekuda ha'pnimit shevo she'im ha'shlim ala arba'im ve'nekuda zu b'fnei atzma tehoirahi ela kol zman she'im mechuperes l'tomei rehi tmeya. That the person has 40 parts of his soul, and therefore we know that a tzura of a fetus is finished at 40 days. In other words, it's considered a fetus at 40 days. That's why it's much more halachically acceptable to terminate a pregnancy before 40 days than after 30 days if absolutely necessary. 40 days is Nigmar Atzurasa. V'lamates mehem sovevim l'nekuda pnimis shevo. And the 39 go around the nekuda pnimis, at which point the 40th is the completion of this nekuda pnimis. And this nekuda is tehoirei. It's pure. Just as long as it's connected to something tameh, it's tameh, because anything connected to something tameh is tameh. And therefore it says in the Torah, Arboim Makos, because after the Chait, all 40 parts of the soul have been corrupted. But when the 39 parts were purified through the 39 Malchus, so Memela, the Nekuda HaPnimis, was also purified. Very interesting explanation of the Maharal. A person has 40 chalakim in his nefesh. 39 are going around the nekuda pnimis, and the 40th, the nekuda pnimis is completed, and that nekuda pnimis is pure. Just as long as it's connected to something tame, it's tame. So after the sin of Adam, all 40 parts have been corrupted. But when? So the Torah says 40, because all 40 parts have been corrupted, because the person has been contaminated. But when the 39 parts were purified through the 39 Malchus, so Memela, you can't say that the Kuda Pnimis is now Mechor Latame. Because he got the Nilka Chicha Leinecha. Once he's Nilka, he's like your brother. He's like a Chicha. So, Mela, after he gets Malchus, he's back in the fold. So that means that he gets the 39. Those are purified. And then Mela, the 40th, is pure because it's not connected to anything tummy anymore. So that's all true with Am Yisrael. They almost say, Olam, it doesn't work that way. There's no inyan of Lamed Tes Malkus, because that Nekuda Pnimis isn't as Torah as it is for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, in theory, they would deserve 40 Malkus. And therefore, according to one day in Chazal and Mitzrayim, they got 40 Malkus. So based on what we said, we can explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, Goy Shishabas, Chayev Misi. That a Goy who kept Shabbos is Chayev Misa. We know that 39 Malachas are Tikkunim and Beirurim from the 39 Klalos, 39 curses that the world was cursed because of the Chet of Adam Arishon. Those are the 39 Malachas. These are Tikkunim, these are Beirurim, these are fixing, purifying the world from the 39 klalos of Adam HaRishon after the sin. The world was cursed with 39 curses. So, the 39 malachas are fixing these 39 curses. 39 klalos, why 39 curses? Because the 39 parts of man, that a person's an olam katan, and if the world was cursed, it reminds a small world. The world was cursed 39 different ways. But corresponding to the Nekuda Pnimis, there is no curse. Because this Nekuda Pnimis, this internal point, is holy. Nekuda Pnimis is in Miskalkel. Behind Rav Sheba Kilkel, Lamates Hachalokim, Nechsheves Gamim Apokelas Kana. So when we corrupt the 39 parts of our soul, the 40th part is also corrupted, but all we need is 39 tikkunim. Because the 40th is only corrupted because it's connected to something impure. The moment we purify the 39, then the 40th is Mimela purified. Ubishabis Nesru Lamates Malachas. Shabbos Yanikuda Pnimis. On Shabbos, there are 39 forbidden labors, because Shabbos is the Nekuda Pnimis. He calls Shviyu Pnimis, Sheshes Haktsavos, Amikifin Venekifin, Venezgala Nekuda Pnimis, Memelo. Lo Shaykh Behurim Vitikun Lamates Achalokim. And on Shabbos, there are 39 forbidden labors, because Shabbos is the Nekuda Pnimis. Because every time you hear about seven, that's the number seven is the Nekuda Pnimis of the six Ksavos. There are six sides. There's north, south, east, west, up, and down. And then there's the Nekuda Pnimis, and that's Shabbos. The internal holy spark of the six. So on Shabbos, the 39 forbidden labor. Shabbos is the Nekuda Pnimis. Shabbos is the seventh day, which is the Nekuda Pnimis, as we just explained. Once on Shabbos you reveal the Nekuda Pnimis, you don't need to be metaking the 39 Chalakim anymore. When do you need to be metaking the 39 Chalakim? When there's no Gilui of the Nekuda Pnimis. Then you focus on the 39 Chalakim that you have to fix. The 39 parts. That's what we do during the week, by doing these 39 Melachas. Fix the world, fix our souls. When it comes Shabbos, it's not necessary. Because on Shabbos the Nekuda Pnimis is revealed. And we don't have to... number seven is revealed, number 40, the 40th part of our soul is revealed, so therefore we don't have to be attacking the other 39. So when we keep Shabbos, we show that the 39 klelos are not then sholeit, are not ruling us. Because we're davik, b'kedusha Shabbos, and the pnimius of a person is revealed. So that's all Ba'am Yisrael. We're going to say olam, that it's better that this Nekuda not be revealed, because it doesn't have the purity of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, a goy rested this Megala, this Sharesh, this evil root, and he is liable to the death penalty. This impure root. In other words, when he kept Shabbos, he's Megala that Pnimius. That Pnimius was never purified by Matan Torah. When the Jewish people got the Torah, we purified that Nikud that Pnimius, that internal spark. But the Goy Shavas didn't receive the Torah, and that internal spark wasn't purified. So when that's revealed, it's not a good thing. So Chayav Misa. So we explained why the Mabul was 40 days, because really we should be getting 40 Malkus. Just after we got the 39th, so we've been purified, it's not necessary anymore. Because now the 40th part is pure. So no more Malkus are necessary, but in theory we deserve 40 Malkus, because all 40 parts have been are contaminated. So therefore the Mabul is 40 days. And we understand why Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa, because that their Pnimius hasn't been purified, and the Pnimius is what comes out on Shabbos. So in that, like the Ramban says in Parashas Acharemos, Kimakor Mushchas Tov Lil Shalai Yizgaleh, something impure, it's better if it's not corrupt, better not be revealed. So when that's revealed, when they keep Shabbos, it's the Baal Lotov, and the Melech Rechayiv Misa. Okay, so that is a Kabbalistic explanation for the Arbaim Yom of the Mabul, 39 Malkus, and Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa. ויזכור אלוקים אס נוח ואס החי ואס כל הבהימה. פירוש רש"י, מה זוכר להם לבהימה? סחוס שלא השחיסו אס דארקם, קודם לכם ושלא שימשו בטבע. What do you remember for the behemoths? הסחוס that they had not become corrupted earlier and that they had not had relations in the ark. That's what it means, that Hashem remembered as a chayav as kol ha-behema. It's hard to understand in Rashi why, how he can say that based on the Medrash. Shlo shchisu es darkam kodem lachem, when the Torah says that ki shchis kol besor es dark v'al ha-aretz, which means the animals were, they were corrupt. Al kopanim, that's what Rashi here says. Mazach alam lebemus. What did he remember? Two things. Schus shelo shchisu es darkam. They didn't corrupt their way earlier. Velo shlim shuba teva. They didn't wear mishamish mita in the teva. V'yesh lahavin. Shebalei chayim einam balei b'chiva. V'lo yishayich b'em schus v'chayva. Balei chayim don't have free choice. They don't have a concept of merit or obligation. So what do you mean? He remembered this schus of theirs. Why should they have schuyas? They're animals. Animals don't have schar v'onish. Chora. They're not bali b'chira. Chora. So it would appear, based on what it says in the Gemara in Yuma Yudches, that the Kohen would bring a carbon for the other for his brothers, the Kohanim. And the Gemara says, Yika inish v'isbe milsa meida yada be umahadulei b'tshuva. The Kohen Gadol would be machzir b'tshuva, those who have an aveira. So the carbon is mechaper in Yom Kippur. So, Nira Perush, this means is, Shabashir Echava Kohanim, him Tvukimbo, the brothers of the Kohanim, are clinging to him, meaning his brothers, his fellow Kohanim, are clinging to him and nullify themselves to him. Vitzitkaso Hichnis Bemehure Tshuva, Afbili Oimiru Bili Dvorim. In his Tzitkus, he brought into them thoughts of repentance without saying anything. Like we know from the Tzaddik Adoras that they are machnis, they bring in thoughts of tshuva to anybody clinging to them. V'zeo simen muvak, leida mihu tzaddik ador, umihu adavik elav. So that's a simen to know Who is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is the person making people do tshuva. And the people dvekim bo are the people doing the tshuva. And so to Shabbos v'masachol, that Shabbos, everybody feels Shabbos. Gemara says in Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, that Am Haaretz Eimas Shabbos Olav. So everybody feels Kedusha Shabbos. Achmisha Nishar Olo Ha'ara Gam Yimei Achol. Somebody who the light still remains during the week. Zesim and Shaisa Lo Dvekas Le Kedusha Shabbos. This is a sign that he was clinging to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Uvevadei Kenu Lehipuch Sha'arashayim Mekalkalim. Es Ha'avir U'machnisim Hirurim Roim. And it also works for Keret, that the Rishayim contaminate the air, the atmosphere, and they bring evil thoughts to those who are clinging to them. So we have the Kiddush of Shabbos, that if you're Davik in Shabbos, then during the Chol you also have the light from Shabbos. You have the Tzaddik, if you're Davik with Tzaddik, the Tzaddik is Machziyu B'Tshuva. And then you have the Rishayim, that they contaminate the air. And one who does business with them, one who has interactions with the Rishayim, needs extra Shmirah. Animals are subordinate to people, and therefore B'dor HaMabul, that the whole door was Miskalkel. That's Pshat and Rashi, that these animals weren't Mashlis Darkam, because they were the exception to the rule. The rule that most animals were, and these animals weren't. So Bedora Mabul, that the old Balei Chaim were Miskalkel, except for these special ones that were special Hishgacha, with special divine providence, in order that these species not be eliminated. They didn't follow most of the people in the generation. They followed the Tzaddik Yadur, the Noach, the Mesushalach. Umagam b'teva shebevadei hayu b'telem el Noach. Certainly in the teva they were butl to Noach. That he was the Zanum Mefarnes Osam. That he was the one who sustained them. And therefore, hechnes b'em taira lios nefuroshim afilo min amutar. And haveloshim shekla b'teva. So therefore, he brought them taira to separate even what's to them and then have be on the table. And therefore the schus was all Noah, because it was in his schus that the animals remained chaste, that the animals remained pure. So therefore the whole schus was given over to Noah. So what does it mean? You remember the Chayim Behema because of Noah. No, the Chayim Behema have no schar v'onish. But if you remember the Chayim Behema, that's Noah. Noach is a person. Noach does have schar v'onish. So therefore, that's pshat in the pasuk, that he remembered the chayim and the behema, not mitzad the chayim and behema themselves, but mitzad Noach. So, Baruch Hashem, we learned two shtiklach Shem Shmuel, and we should be zochah to continue. Amazing, amazing sefer. Love it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.